Hello everybody, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and I want to share with you some great news. No, not great news. Amazing, fantastic news. And that news is that all of you guys in America are rich. Surprise, surprise, rich, and I'm talking really rich, because the average household net worth in America is now $692,100, folks. That's huge. This is based off the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances for 2016. Now, given the stock market and real estate markets all around the country are much higher, one can assume that the average US household net worth is way over 700,000 now. So really interesting from the data is that the average net worth for a college educated person is now $1.511 million compared to a net worth of only $249,600 for someone with just a high school diploma. Further, the average net worth for a homeowner is $1,034,200 versus only $91,100 for a renter. So that is an 11x difference, folks. That is huge. So for all of you who still think it's wiser to short the real estate market by renting over the long term, nuh-uh, the data does not support your belief. So please wisen up and get neutral your primary residence if you're planning to live in this one place for at least 10 years. I gotta say that I'm shocked that not more people are talking about this massive net worth figure. It's a 26% growth since 2013, and I can't wait to see the 2019 figures, which will probably be at least 10%, if not 25% higher as well. A lot of people gave me so much grief about my post, the average net worth for the above average person. Check out the hundreds and hundreds of comments in that post if you have time. People said my figures were just way too aggressive. Some even said I was out of touch with reality, implying their reality was more real than my reality. I mean, that's a fascinating perspective, because what gives you the right to say that your reality is king, right? I believe that what I live, what I see, what I hear, whom I interact with, is real life in my eyes. So you gotta respect that. So if you look at the post and you look at the chart about the average net worth for the above average person, you'll see that at age 40, my estimate is $660,250. Now, given the median age in America is 38 years old, my $660,000 estimate is pretty much bang in line with the Federal Reserve's average net worth estimate of $692,000. And the reason why my number is slightly lower than the average is because I created this net worth guideline chart in 2012. The S&P 500 was about 25% lower than in 2016, and the real estate market still hadn't taken off yet. Remember, I tried to sell my house in 2012 for $1.7 million, and I got no offers after 30 days. This is in San Francisco, and a couple people were thinking, well, we'd like to lowball you and offer you maybe 1.55 or 1.6. So I said, forget it. And then by 2017, it was a totally different story. I listed it. Actually, I didn't list it. It was a pocket listing. Someone offered me $2.6 million. I countered with $2.8 million, and they said, okay, how about $2.74 million? And I agreed. So that was a big difference from 2012 to just 2016, and especially 2017 as well. Based on this Federal Reserve data, I feel vindicated. Financial Samurai is not an average personal finance site. I want us to achieve financial independence ASAP through aggressive wealth accumulation. We can only save so much, which is why I'm so focused on investing, entrepreneurship, real estate, and alternative investments like venture debt and real estate crowdfunding. My hope is that we can all live our best lives without needing to live like paupers in a cave somewhere. Aggressive savings is a given precept we should all practice. Financial independence is all about turning our savings into elite money warriors who will defend our freedom forever. So given the latest data from the Federal Reserve, it's only right that I update my above average net worth figures for 2019 and beyond, so stay tuned for that. So let's talk about the median U.S. household net worth. Clearly, the $692,100 average U.S. household net worth figure is skewed by the super rich, who've done extremely well since the financial crisis. We all know that the wealth gap is widening. Those who have invested have seen tremendous wealth. Those who continue to rent and who have not invested have been left behind. But the average number of $692,100 is still a good number to know if you want to compare yourself to the average. The median net worth of US households is a more pedestrian $97,300. Median is the middle point where half the households have more and half have less. $97,300 isn't terrible, but you're certainly not going to be retiring anytime soon if that's all you got at around 38 to 40 years old. You will likely go the traditional route of working until at least 62 when you can first start collecting Social Security. I don't want Financial Samurai readers to compare their net worths to the median because it will give you a false sense of security. Let's say you've got a $200,000 net worth at age 40. You might start patting yourself on the back and just chillaxing, when in reality, you're just comparing yourself to the fella that slacked off in school and graduated with a D- GPA. So here are the median and average net worth by age figures according to the Federal Reserve Survey. So under 35, the median net worth is $11,100 and the average net worth is $76,200. Between 35 to 44, the median net worth is $59,800 and the average net worth is $288,700. Between 45 and 54, the median net worth is $124,200 and the average net worth is $727,500. At 55 to 64, the median net worth is $187,300 and the average net worth is $1,167,400. Between 65 and 74, the median net worth is $224,100 and the average net worth is $1,066,000. And finally, for those 75 and over, the median net worth is $264,800 and the average net worth is $1,067,000. So as you can see and hear from the data, the average 55 plus year old is a millionaire, which is exactly what I expect all personal finance readers, especially Financial Samurai readers, to be by the time they turn 55 years old as well. Heck, if you look at my 401k millionaires post, you know, we alone should be millionaires in our 401k by age 55. So it is reassuring to see that the median net worth amount for Americans eligible to start receiving Social Security benefits is around $200,000. Without any debt, living off, let's say, $2,000 a month in Social Security plus $500 to $800 a month in dividend income from your $200,000 liquid net worth investments is doable in most parts of the country, right? I mean, if the average household income is like $56,000, and they've got debt and all that, well, if you're living off $36,000, no debt, I think that could work. Note, just know that the current maximum Social Security benefit is $2,788 a month to those who had the maximum taxable earnings for at least 35 working years. So once again, I don't want you guys to look at these numbers and feel good about yourselves if you're higher than these numbers. Just don't get too comfortable with the median or the average. Although the average household net worth is likely over $700,000 today, the average could be so much greater if Americans weren't so addicted to consumerism, right? We also have stagnating wages. We've got just massive amounts of debt. Just imagine how much greater the average net worth would be if Americans actually got their financial lives together. So if you really want to get motivated, I suggest you follow a chart I created in this post highlighting the top 1% income by age and multiplying each figure by an ideal and realistic income multiplier to figure out what the top 1% net worth is by age. So let me just give you some numbers. At age 30, a top 1% income is $200,000. I think the minimum ideal income multiplier at age 30 is 2. Therefore, a top 1% net worth at age 30 is $400. At 35, the income is $250,000. An ideal income multiplier is 5, so the top 1% net worth figure is $1.25 million. At age 40, a top 1% income is $320,000. An ideal income multiplier is 10, so now we're talking about $3.2 million for a top 1% net worth. At 45, it's $400,000, a 13 income multiplier, therefore we've got a $5.2 million top 1% net worth. At age 50, we're at $470,000 for top 1% income, and we're talking 15 times multiplier for $7 million. And then finally, at age 60, Again, 470,000 top 1% income, but the ideal minimum income multiplier is 20 times, so you're at about 9.4 million. And I know these are high numbers. That's why only 1% of the population can achieve them. But if you focus on building multiple income streams, taking your job seriously, really thinking outside the box and seeing how you can add value at work or in your business, and you're also religiously tracking your net worth and staying very disciplined with your consumption habits, you'll come closer to these figures than the average American who doesn't focus on their finances until it's too late. Achieving a net worth equal to 20 times your average annual income is the level where the true feeling of financial freedom really begins to happen. I suggest all of you guys try to get there and let me know if you agree or disagree. So despite all the doom, all the gloom about how the average American is woefully underprepared for retirement, we now know that the average American is one of the biggest proponents of stealth wealth in the world. I mean, come on, 692,000 average net worth, I'll take it. That's pretty good. So I want to congratulate everyone for being quite wealthy and also keeping low key. And I want to congratulate you guys for having more wealth than the average American. I think it's time to treat yourself to something special. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Keep on saving, keep on investing, and pretty soon all of us are going to be average millionaires.